From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This week, Amazon announced it has plans to create 100,000 full-time positions in the U.S. over the next 18 months. It's a big number and proof that Amazon expects big domestic growth ahead. Where will that growth and those jobs be? Likely in the warehouses or fulfillment centers around the country that they ship your orders from. Other open positions as well, but there are questions regarding the permanence of Amazon's job growth. The company's new brick-and-mortar store, Amazon Go, for instance, uses new automation technology to replace human cashiers. Megan Worley follows Amazon for Kantar Retail. Megan, 100,000 jobs, that's a big number.
Definitely a lot of jobs. I kind of see this going a few ways here. So the first is that we know that Amazon's really kind of investing heavily in that in fulfillment. Actually, in Q3 of last year, they opened up 18 new fulfillment centers alone. Also, last year, they really kind of expanded out that Prime free same-day shipping to, I think it was 11 new U.S. markets. So I kind of see a lot of this hiring as a way to kind of support like faster delivery times.
Amazon's pretty innovative, and we can assume innovative in the automation department when it comes to some of these fulfillment centers. I mean, the company's talking about drone delivery someday and on and on.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how the company is using automation or may use automation in some of these fulfillment centers?
I do know they do have those Kiva robotics in their fulfillment centers. So they're really trying to automate that. But of course, you still do need people overseeing those warehouses. And even with the Amazon Go concept, which is kind of this idea of no store associates, they're talking about how they actually are going to need to staff that store just to make sure it's all running correctly, kind of have some people in the background. So they still do need people overlooking a lot of these technologies right now, especially as they're still taking off.
Megan Worley, she's an analyst focused on Amazon at Kantar Retail. Megan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
When we talk about the promise of wearable devices like fitness trackers providing a better path towards health, we're often talking about the data-empowered user doing things like tracking their steps. Well, a new study published this week in the journal PLOS Biology is about how Fitbits, Apple Watches, and more can also be used for early detection of health issues. Michael Snyder is director at the Center for Genomics and Personalized Medicine at Stanford.
Usually when you're healthy, you don't go to the doctor's office very often. Maybe once a year or once every 2 years, something like that. And if you think about it, you go in, you get measured for just a few moments, and then they make their best guess as to what your health status is. But with these devices, you can actually be measuring yourself continuously. And so you can actually show up in a doctor's office literally with a whole year of measurements and know much, much better what your physiological state looks like, whether you really are healthy or whether things start seem to be becoming not so healthy.
Snyder says another trick is setting up a kind of alert system that uses the data to let you know when something's not right.
Much like an automobile, which, by the way, has about 400 sensors on it, whereas most humans have zero, much like an automobile, the smartphone will actually take this information and can relay it back to you. A red light can go off when something's seriously wrong and alert you to that possibly before you even realize it.
Michael Snyder, director at the Center for Genomics and Personalized Medicine at Stanford. Snyder and his team's research was published in the journal PLOS Biology this week. It's Friday, time for a little Silicon Tally. My friendly adversary this week is Alex Davies, transportation editor at Wired.com. We call them up at Wired's San Francisco headquarters. Alex, are you ready for the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
All right. One new friendship.
One new friendship. Here, I'm going to guess that we're pointing to some kind of new partnership around autonomous driving.
Oh, this is a very good guess. This is how many friendships Facebook is attempting to start with a very important group of people, news organizations. You've heard, of course, maybe this week, the social network announced the start of the Facebook Journalism Project. And they're working with companies like the Washington Post and Vox Media.
You know, more friends are always better. And Facebook plays such a big role in the way people digest news that if they want to help out, that'd be great.
All right, what do you got for me?
100 autonomous cars.
Norway or Sweden gave away 100 autonomous cars for people at the Detroit Auto Show. Am I even close?
You're getting colder as your answer went on. but that's what Volvo is going to put into the hands of customers in Gothenburg, Sweden, where it's running a self-driving car pilot, and it wants to see how real-life people actually use its cars.
All right, I got one more for you. 2 million units.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that's the number of packages people returned after Christmas.
What I'm actually looking for is the expected number of Nintendo Switches that will be released today. This is estimated after the console was launched last night.
Oh.
So we'll have to see. I mean, they just discontinued the Nintendo Wii, so that didn't go very well.
Yeah,
just hoping the company can, you know, get back on top, I guess.
I haven't owned a Nintendo since an N64, which I had through college, but, you know, I'd get back into some Mario Kart.
Let me know, because I'm into Mario Kart, too. Maybe we can get together and play.
Yeah, all right. Well, I call Yoshi.
Shotgun Wario.
Yeah.
Alex Davies, he's transportation editor for Wired.com, and his coverage of the future of mobility appears on Wired.com. Alex, thanks for playing with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.